This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sometimes the youth will lead us to the promised land.
Okay.
And that's the case here because only one in three Americans are okay with this.
Mm.
And the fact that not everyone is okay with this makes you all really dumb. And I'm sorry I had to say that, but it's true.
What happened?
You're hanging out in the break room. It's just classic rock, 96.5. WCMF. There's gift registries for weddings, baby showers.
Yeah. There's big moments.
Yeah. I mean, more women, I think, Kimmy, are familiar with gift registries than men.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't. Is there anything that you guys go to regularly that would have a registry?
I don't think I've ever been to anything.
Yeah.
As a single man?
Yeah, no. It has a registry. Short of maybe a wedding, but even there, I'm just going to give you money.
Right.
I'm
not going to look at the registry.
Yeah, I throw cash at it.
Yeah. One in three Americans, only one in three Americans, say it would be cool to make a gift registry for children's birthdays.
Birth and ass.
What?
A registry?
Registry.
I so got to go, because then, like, it's just going to be nothing but high-end crap on there.
Says who?
Says every high-end idiot.
So now that I'm thinking about it, I think I've seen this before. It was for a one-year-old's birthday party.
Okay.
And it was basically it was
for his needs.
No, it was a lot of stuff that like the parents would need because the kid.
By the way, this is spoiled ass millionaire's kid. Oh my god, I had a bird, but this is ridiculous.
Honestly, like I appreciated it because you kind of felt like, okay, well, this is easy. I could just pick something off this list. I don't have to think much about it. And it'll get sent directly to the parents.
Thank you. Look, there's a point in a kid's life where you can give them straight cash, homie. Like, you can't. But up until like 7 or 8, you actually have to get them a physical gift or else they're going to hate their birthday. And how many grown-ass people know what to get a 4, 5, 6, 7, 8-year-old kid?
You go toy.
No, what toy?
Whatever the new toy is.
Really? You know what the new toy is?
Well, I have some Hot Wheels is coming back.
Okay.
I go Hot Wheels.
You're going to get an 8-year-old girl Hot Wheels.
Not Barbie.
An 8-year-old girl, you're going to get her a Barbie.
Why not? It's a great role model. I thought they made Barbie like good for girls now.
Well, I think Barbie's...
She's got a gig. She don't take any lip off of Ken.
8, I'm guessing your kid's grown out of Barbies. Or at least close to.
No, but you should get her a Barbie. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Bro, you're an idiot. If you do not think a birthday party registry is the greatest thing ever.
It just seems so privileged.
But the good thing about registries, most of the time, there is a wide range of things on there. It's not all like expensive stuff most of the time. They try to fill it with things that are different prices so that people have options.
Yeah.
For the poor people.
Well, you reach for the stars on a couple of things like everyone does on their wedding registries.
Sometimes people go in on group to get you that.
You got it. Yeah. Bingo. Like, did you not think this through before you decided to be angry?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather? I do everything. Your kid got, like, sometimes, I'm sure you know from your kids' parties, they get repeat stuff, you're not going to, like, look at that parent in the face and be like, well, do you have the receipt for that?
Look, I don't care about my own kids. Honestly, my kids could get 5 of the same exact
thing.
I'm
sure that happens a lot.
Sure, it does happen. What I'm concerned about is saving time getting presents for my kids' friends, because I'll tell you a story. Let me tell you a story, stupid, with all due respect.
He's talking to you.
If my kids get invited to a birthday party, because they are now 13 and 11, it is a nightmare. Because they don't want to give the kids money, and they don't want to ask their friends what they want, because they're supposed to know what they want. Mm. So the present is a surprise, but then they're not totally sure what their friend wants, so it leads to a 2-hour trip around the mall, walking around to see what feels right. Let's see what feels right to them. Right.
And money, if you give the kid money, you might think that's an easy answer, but you're also putting a specific price on that gift.
Ooh.
Whereas if you're getting like a couple different things, it's... I don't know. It feels like a little bit more complete.
It seems like you're making too much. That you're giving these kids too much attention.
I think this is more for the parents than the kids. Off and look at you with my bare eyes.
Too much goddamn attention. Now they got a registry and they get to.
You
pick
got
what
a boat.
Besides that, though.
Military school, private school.
New bike.
Right, military school wasn't a treat,
boarding
man.
School. Well, if you weren't an idiot, maybe that wouldn't have had to happen. 252 WCMF. Yeah, you brought up the bikes, King skid marks.
I know.
That was what they called in military school. Only one in three people say it's a good idea to have a gift registry for children's birthday. So the majority of people are against it. Like we said, it turns out the people, do you want to guess which gender and generation are most against this?
Most me.
Nope. It's boomers, but it's boomer women who are the most vehemently against the child's gift
wow,
registry.
Wow, that is shocking.
Why do you think that is?
I would have thought, you know, guys going, you know, privileged kid doesn't need all this. Spoiled. This just spells spoiled to me. I wouldn't think women would be on it. Women are usually pro-spoil.
No, these are, I raised my kid. You just heard Danny, female Danny.
Oh, yeah, the rising of Danny's.
It's a sense of, I guess, being told what to do.
An entitlement. Like, this kid's going to tell me where to go and what
think,
to get them.
But
wouldn't you ask the kid what they want for their birthday? How is that any different?
I guess because it's more personal. Now it's just like...
You don't care!
Yeah, I don't... At some age...
I care like, so deeply just... about this child and the president, and I want to make sure I talk for you. Shut up, you bitch-ass, dick-ass bitch. You were saying, Kimmy, I'm
sorry. A lot of titles to carry.
I guess, like, maybe if I'm looking like at Lord. It through a mom's point of view, like, is it taking away... Because your kid probably likes to buy stuff for their friends. You know what I mean? And,
sure.
like... and. You know, get them something that they feel like is special. Like, I guess you're kind of taking that away from, like, your kid to give to their friend.
Oh, no.
That's personal. But I would just think at that point, as a parent, you're so busy. Like, make it as easy as possible for me.
The group that was most likely to be cool with it are Gen Z men. And it makes perfect sense.
So that's who?
That would be people younger than Kimmy and I, but older than, like, high school and college
20s.
Kids. Yeah, 20s.
20-something.
Yeah, so 20-something guys are the coolest.
Well, yeah, because they kind of grew up like this.
No, I
where
think
the
it's...
world revolves around them. They get carded everywhere. They get everything.
I'm not...
What?
No, I'm not.
Okay, go
ahead. I'm not going to argue with you. Don't even go ahead. Kimmy has pointed out all of the things. And here's the thing. Even after you hear it and know it's true, you still can't help yourself but make that argument. Kids these days, so entitled.
Well, listen, I was entitled, but I was a rarity.
You lived with a bunch of kids that were also like you.
Where?
In the neighborhood you grew up in?
Oh, yeah, rich neighborhood. But those neighborhoods were rare. There wasn't a lot of rich neighborhoods when I was a kid.
Okay.
Most people were poor folk.
We're going to take a break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.